Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is March the 13th. And we're going to be talking on the program today about the will of the Father. We're going to see something in the gospel from today's daily mass referring to the will of the Father and something to keep in mind. That's exactly what we are called to do. As Christians, we were created to live out the will of the Father. That might look differently, or that will look differently in each of our lives. It depends on our circumstances, our state in life, whether we're married, whether we're single, whether we're a member of the clergy, whether we're a layperson, that carrying out the will of the Father will often look different. Obviously, obeying the teachings of the church, being faithful to the church, that's going to be across the board for everyone. But the specifics of following the will of the Father will be different for all. When we look at Jesus, we see an example of someone who was here to come into our world and carry out the will of his Father. And Jesus did it perfectly. He is our role model. He's the one we look toward. So let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 5, verses 17 through 30. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen. I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." How are you, and me too, but I'll direct this to you. How are you when it comes to carrying out the will of the Father? I know as we prepare to get toward the end of Lent, it's something that we all should consider. Is the goal of our life, do we at least have the desire to imitate Jesus and carry out the will of the Father, even when it might get painful, even when it goes against what we want? Because if you look at Jesus, especially in his agony in the garden, we see a difference. We see the human will of Jesus sort of moving away from the suffering, or just really being taken aback from the suffering he knows he is about to face. But yet he says to the Father, "Not as I will, Father, but your will be done." That's an example for each of us. And I think as we get toward the end of Lent, and we still have time left, it's something to consider. Do I have the desire to do the will of the Father? Or how about this? If I don't, do I have the desire to have the desire? That's something you could pray about. It'd be a great prayer as we begin to wrap up Lent. Talk to you next time.